Welcome back to Life in the 1840s. Today we'll be tuning into a family that traveled on the trails to the west and had a very rough time getting there, with losing Rufus and getting sick, a mother and a daughter, a fight to stay alive. Find out next in the Trails to the West.
My mom and I are in Fort Kearney right now. Last week, my father passed away from poison berries. We came from Illinois and we're going to California to make money to bring back to our family.
Rufus died and we haven't traveled that far, but we are heading to California. It's been a rough time traveling to California with all the storms and people dying. Sometimes I wish we would have stayed in Illinois.
In most of the places we've stopped, the people have been very helpful. Sometimes, however, the people aren't helpful and just take advantage of me and my work.
We started our journey to California at first to make money for the family to bring back, but now it is more than that. We are going now for Rufus to show him we still care and didn't forget about him. Now as we head to California, we hope for the best and are praying we return home safely. I know it will be worth it in the end.
My mother, Jenny, has gotten sick and I must take care of her. The sadness of my father passing has really gotten to her. We have to travel 23 miles a day and it's very difficult.
As we get closer to California, there are a lot more storms that came. Most were light, but others were hailstorms with huge winds. Our clothes usually were soaked in a day. We had no other pair to change into, leaving us to get sick by the coldness.
The storm scared me a lot, but I knew that we would make it through. However, there were some points in time where I thought my mother wouldn't make it. She has become very sick and is still extremely sad about my father's passing.
As we got to the mining camp, we approached a group of men who seemed to think it was funny that we were wanting to mine, but we convinced them to let us mine, as well as do many other chores such as clean and cook.
My mother and I are making a decent amount of money doing the cooking and cleaning. They needed more women like us in the camps. It's not as bad as I thought it would be here, but sometimes I feel too tired to work, but I keep going because I have to please my mother.
We worked until sunset and made a good money off of the cleaning. We make about $30. However, we made very little off of the gold mining. We made about $6.50 together in a day. Many of the men thought it was weird for us women to be doing the mining, but we did as much as we could to get the money we could. Most days we brought home $37 to $40, and low days just $20.
Most days, we get potatoes and tea because they are some of the least expensive items. Tea is only 25 cents and potatoes are 50 cents. Other days, we got a pair of clothes, meat, and butter.
And sometimes I was able to get Lily a newspaper so she could be able to learn to read.
I had to dig holes that were 3 to 6 feet deep looking for gold and then getting the sadness of finding nothing. It was horrible. What was the best part was being able to clean and cook. That was the easiest part, and it got us money to finally get new clothes. When we got home, we would have to sleep on the grass as a bed, which did not feel good for either of us.
I feel bad having to make my daughter go through all this, but with my husband passing away, this is the only way we can make money to bring home to our families. But as we work harder, Lily learns how to become a true woman and learns the quality of a truly devoted family. Although this has been the hardest time of my life to come here and do this, I believe this will help us both through our life. Lily and her mother worked and worked for continuous days and nights, working towards going home and being able to see their family. They stayed at the mining camp for 3 years.
My mother and I have been here in California for 3 years now. We've made $2,000 and we are ready to go back home to our family.
We will be leaving as soon as the weather brightens up more. We have so much money to bring back to our family. $2,000 will last us a while. And I hope Rufus will see now we are living a happy life, although he isn't around.
This was an amazing story about what life was really like on the trails to the west. Thank you so much for listening to Life in the 1840s. See you next time.